Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So if we turn our eyes on him, look into his wonderful face, there are going to be times when all we've got is Jesus. The only one that we can turn to is Jesus. Our whole household will turn against us, but he'll never turn against us. Though our entire social order turn against us and reject us, yet Jesus remains faithful. He's the only one in this entire life that we can depend on. I can't even depend on him. I can't even depend on myself. I will let myself down. If I let myself down, I'm going to surely let you down. Then I'm going to surely let you down. I don't want to, but I know I will. And so my family members, your family members, when they let you down, okay, par for the course. Be grateful when they don't. And then try to be faithful. Try to be faithful to the Lord. Remember to pray. I was in a situation here last month where I was thinking about taking a pill. I was thinking about getting in my car to start driving. I had had enough. I had had enough. And I was there at work thinking about how to take this off my back, this thing that was on me. How can I get from under this? How can I get away from this? I could take something. I could get high and it won't feel the same. I could take a whole lot and maybe I'll just sleep away. Maybe I'll just get in my car and just start driving. And just drive and drive and drive and drive. And just keep going. Run out of gas, get out, walk. Just go. This was in the past month. In my office, several tempting things that were going through my mind. It was the enemy. It was my flesh and it was the devil. It was trying to get me to do that. Not that it would change my relationship with God, but so that he could put guilt on me, cause me to begin to doubt the faithfulness of God. And what I did, Sister Joy, I closed my office door and I got down on my hands and my knees. I got down as low as I could and I cried out to God. I cry out to him. I ask him for his help. Please, Lord. Oh, God, please help me. And I stayed there until he did. He did. For some of you like that. And just to let you know, we go through. We all go through. You know, some of the greatest challenges, physical challenges, are great challenges. Linda has been challenged physically. He's had to go to physical therapy. I've had my shoulder operated on, and it's still tight, but I can do a whole lot more. You have these tests that you have to take, and these different things just show up, you know, in your body, and you wonder, what's this now? What's this? They're challenging. But mental challenges, to me, are greater than physical challenges. The battle is for the mind. Not for the body, because we're going to die. The body's going to die. It is on a collision course with death. There's no way around this. But the battle is for the mind. And these mental challenges are phenomenally powerful challenges. I think they're greater challenges than our physical challenges. That's how it's beginning to look to me. I get sick, either I'm going to get better or die. I know where that's headed. But these things that just come at you, and you don't know which way to turn, and people say things to you, and it knocks you back, and you questioning and wondering, and there's the door. Okay. A lot of people don't understand. But I think that's the greatest challenge of the mental ones, which you have, what I know Linda has, and the one that I was just telling you about. It really tried me. I was right up against it. And I couldn't talk to anyone about it because this was between me and him. And that's where that message died to self. That message that Sunday died to self came at the end of that week. And I think you got a copy of it. And that message came out of that experience that week. And he told me, he said, by Sunday, you'll find that you'll be delivered. And you will preach about this for that message. And many messages come from those kinds of crucibles. Suffering. Fear. Challenges. Darkness. You know. The Lord takes preachers sometimes to give them messages. Sometimes it's horrible places. See horrible things. Feel terrible things. You experience unthinkable hurts and fears. And the only way out is through he who says, I am the door. And I say, Lord, I sure hope that's the last one. But no, it's not. It's just the beginning. And it will be like that. That's why it says, take up your cross daily and follow me.